You've upgraded everything else in your life. Why use outdated methods for relief? Meet Signal Relief, the one wellness essential every household needs. From a teenager's post-game stiffness to your own daily tension, this reusable, drug-free patch is the ultimate go-to for the whole family. The Signal Relief patch is non-invasive, lasts for at least 1 year, and uses clinically tested technology to make discomfort a thing of the past. Don't wait for discomfort to strike. Visit signalrelief.com today for 20% off your purchase. Feel better or your money back.
Signal Relief and Jovi are general wellness products intended to help promote physical activity and a healthy lifestyle. Signal does not claim to treat, cure, or diagnose disease. If you have concerns about your personal health conditions, please consult your physician. Do not use the Signal Relief patch if you have a pacemaker, implantable pain management device, defibrillator, or other neuromodulation implantable device. Do not use if you are pregnant. The Signal Relief patch is not intended to be cut or altered in any way and is not intended for internal use.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork, refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer, or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in, all with the style you want and reliability you can count on, so you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
Shepard, promise me you'll tell them to subscribe for ad-free content.
Now, of course, when it comes to diving into Baby Keem's latest album titled Casino, I was just thinking to myself,
but then, you know what I'm saying, I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
As you already know, when it comes to the objective metrics, that's what we dive into as far as the notorious Mass Effect from the gaming and music IPs. And Baby Keem, interestingly enough, had one of the most notorious Mass Effects on this podcast in general. Well, specifically, because, of course, when the Hillbillies came out, I covered that like a kilo of Miley Cyrus. But now, I have to give my opinion about the Casino album.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
But I don't want to get straight to that, right? Let's just stick to the objective facts, right? The main thing you need to know, especially when looking at Baby Keem, is that 17,000 first week and just pure sales, I think that's a phenomenal accomplishment. Now, of course, some people will come out and say, well, J. Cole just finished selling, what, like 100,000 pure copies. Well, guess what? Baby Keem's not on J. Cole's level, and let's not pretend like he is. So now let's move into the predictions of first week sales, as reportedly he is going to have between 70 to 75,000 as far as first week sales. So if you don't know, the physical units is different from overall sales. 17,000 in pure sales, which is physical copies overall, it's between 70 to 75,000. We'll have to wait to see specifically what that number ends up being. But now, when I look at the albums, right, at the top of the music industry currently, they are saying that his album, as far as Casino by Baby Keem, is projected to be in the top 10. Now, of course, Kendrick, aka Psy7, he would probably want his protege to have a number one, but in the year of 2026, I'm not going to lie to you, it's a lot of things going on to the point where it's not as easy. Well, it's never easy to get number one, obviously. But currently, Bad Bunny just overtook J. Cole as far as the number one album for this week, selling 138,000 units. You want to know when that album came out? Bad Bunny, and of course, he just performed at the Super Bowl, so that's what a lot of people is going to say, and you would be correct. But regardless, an album that came out January 5th, 2025 is currently the most played project in the world. Jermaine, one of the top performing hip-hop acts in the world, he currently just put out an album February 6th. And even though having the second most played project in the world is still a significant accomplishment, people would have thought he would have had a number one for quite longer, right? So when you're looking at Baby Keem reportedly not even being in the top 10, I will say that's not the greatest as far as a career trajectory, especially when you look at him being a being next up as far as taking the PG Lang mantle. Because if you don't know, that's the label that he is under. There was a big kerfuffle, that's what I like to call it, between Kendrick Lamar and TDE. So after that kerfuffle, he made PG Lang, and guess what? The only artist that he now wants to actively promote is his cousin, Baby Keem. So Baby Keem objectively is under PG Lang / Columbia Records. Now this is his second album, a nearly 5-year hiatus as far as the 2021 The Melodic Blue. The main thing I was going to get at is that Baby Keem's first week sales, I don't think it's ever been blowing people out of the water, right? The Melodic Blue did 53,000 first week. Baby Keem's Casino is set to do 70 to 75,000 first week. So even though that's an improvement for him specifically, looking at this, the landscape of hip hop, some people may look at it as a downturn, especially when you see him not even being in the top five as far as first weeks, which, you know, is not even solidified yet. And sales don't always matter. Because I cover things that notoriously affect the masses, I always have to keep reiterating that just because you sell a lot does not mean you make the best product. And just because you don't sell, it does not mean that you're making complete garbage, right? The two do not correlate. So I think at best, Casino by Baby Keem could probably come in at the fourth most played album as far as his first week debut, but that is not an indication of his subjective quality, because at the end of the day, it's subjective. Well, music is subjective. So with all the disclaimers out of the way, I'm pretty sure you already know. I'm a huge fan of Baby Keem. There, I said it. I said it. You know, I had to, you know, hey, I had to say it, man.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
I'm a huge fan of Baby Keem. The Melodic Blue, I'm not going to say it's a classic, but it's up there. It's one of the better products, better projects from the up and coming musicians in hip hop. Now, when I first listened to Casino, I'm not going to lie to you.
Shepherd.
Now, I got to tell him, because I got to keep it 8 more than 92. I'm not going to lie to you. That first listen, which is what, this is why I'm glad I don't give reviews off of first listen. I was thinking to myself, you know what? Baby Keem, no, Side 7, I mean, a white tank top must really not like his cousin, Baby Keem.
I just don't like it, man.
Yeah, I just don't like it.
I just don't like that shit, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Go take care of your kids, man.
So when it comes to my first reaction to Casino, I'm thinking to myself, wow, Side 7 in the heights of his career didn't give a alley-oop or nothing to Baby Keem throughout his whole battle with Drake, which could have been easy to do, but, you know, he decided to go with L.A. artists, which, you know how that ended up. Listening to this album time and time again, I'm not going to say I forced myself to enjoy the album, but let's just say the album has risen in quality to me, like, it's basically, it's a solid album as of right now. You know me, I'm not forcing myself to like the album. I'm just letting y'all know, when I first listened to it, I was like, man, what in the actual is this? You know what I'm saying?
I know that ain't who I think it is.
I'm listening to Casino from the person who created the Melodic Blue.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
I'm listening to Kendrick Lamar talking about booty 47 times on the same verse.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
And I just kept thinking to myself.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
And then after a couple more listens, I started to enjoy it. So I'm not going to lie to you. As far as my personal review, you know, I'm going to keep it short, just like the album. If you don't know, the album's only 36 minutes. So to do 70 to 75,000 first week with only 11 tracks, 36 minutes in length, I mean, that's phenomenal. If he would have had a double disc as far as 22 tracks, he could have doubled his first week projections, and then we'll really be talking about Baby Keem in a different light. But just letting y'all know, people who put out double albums, the numbers are a little skewed, because to get through it, you know, 11 versus like 21, you're already cutting in half as far as the consumption for that first time listen. Anyways, Baby Keem, as far as the album Casino, my favorite track is House Money. I don't know why it doesn't have featuring Kendrick Lamar, but I do like Kendrick Lamar's chorus. I think it could have been a little better. I think he's just not the greatest at having certain melodic elements that adds to the track. I think that's why him and Future work so well, and him and SZA work so well, because Kendrick could stay in his rappity rap pocket, and SZA and Future could handle the melodic elements that people gravitate towards. So now, House Money, I think, is more of the same from Kendrick, but Baby Keem and Kendrick being on this track, as far as Kendrick handling the chorus as good as he could, and Baby Keem just going absolute ballistic on these verses, I think that's one of my standouts as far as the album. My other standout, I love the sequencing of the first three tracks, going from No Security to Casino to Birds and the Bees. I love the sequencing of those tracks. So No Security and Casino is like my favorite part of the album, and it sets up the Casino vibe, and just using the elements of Casino sounds throughout your album, I think that's phenomenal. So Casino is probably my second favorite, and I'm not gonna lie, I did like Sex Appeal, but I'm not gonna cap to you. Maybe this is a hot take. Actually, let me look this up so I can give this person his kudos. Let me see who produced this track. Let me see song credits. Ah, here we go. All right, so production and engineering, man, goodness gracious, they got everybody and their mama on here. Okay, let me just stick to the producers. So I don't recognize any of these people. I'm not gonna cap to you. Mix engineer, who made the beat? That's all I want to know. Hold on, let's do some Mickey research right quick. Who made the beat to Baby King? Sex Appeal. I know all these producers, they all these people, they ain't make one beat. Like, come on now. Okay. Let me see what's produced by. Oh, it's produced by a team. Okay. So T.O. Home, which is also on here. So it is a whole team. I thought it was like a popular, like, I thought it was going to be like a hit maker or something. But yeah, it's like a whole team of people. So T.O. Home, Scott Bridgeway, Jahan Sweet, Michael Uzo, what in the world? OG Volta, and Donja. So shout out to them. I'm not going to lie, I think they made the whole track. So, as far as a producer carrying a track, not to say what Baby Keem and Too Short did, I'm not saying what they did was terrible, but listening to that specific track, man, the production was on a whole another level that I have to do it. That beat could have been given to another artist.
Is it okay I got my dope on me?
I'm just trying to think, man, this beat is so fantastic. What is it missing? And then it came to me. A real melodic rapper, AKA Drake, AKA Travis Scott. This beat with the right artist, you already seen and heard what Future did to that, like that beat, and really to that whole album. But basically, that production to me does not fit Baby Keem. Now, maybe I'm, you know, hey, hot take. I told you I was a hot take, but that beat is just too immaculate for them to do that on it. I'm not saying they did bad. I'm just saying that beat is phenomenal. Really the best part of that track. So whenever somebody says, I like the beat, whenever listening to a track over and over and over, safe to say, my brother, you're not the ingredient that makes that song special.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
So that out the way. I guess I don't have a third favorite track. I told y'all I forced myself to like this track. Well, I kept saying I didn't. But, you know, I like Baby Keem so much that I can't really slander Baby Keem. You know, unlike White Tank Top, I think Baby Keem is very unproblematic. And especially the way he goes about his art. It's very respectable. So, you know, as far as something that I'm not gravitating to, not saying it's a bad body of work, it was just a little underwhelming. It's just a little underwhelming, man. That's literally as nice as I can put it. You know, I'm really trying to. I'm trying my best, man. I'm trying my hardest, man.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look.
So anyways, with that being said, for the Baby Keem fanatics out there, he will be going on tour. As far as more details about his tour, it will be a North American leg starting April 15th. It ends June 7th, followed by European dates, which there's no specific European dates yet. But if you're a huge Baby Keem fan, make sure to look at his tour list before April 15th, because that's when it starts. As far as other things, that's basically it. So shout out to Baby Keem. I'm a huge fan. This album, you know, sometimes you can't make the melodic blue every time. And not to say this album is terrible, but it's just, you know, it was just okay. It was solid. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Baby Keem's album? Do you think I'm tripping with my review? And of course, if you enjoyed the album, tell me your favorite track and why.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer, or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in, all with the style you want and reliability you can count on, so you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com. When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on, so you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.